Well, I'm Alan Shaw, and this is Thursday evening, July 23rd. Now NBC covers the news at 10.
CBS News, Peter Sellers, the British actor.
Pat Summerall is there on the scene. Pat, what happened?
To retrack it and retrace it just a little bit, George, recapture this if you can. St. John's has timeout with about 20 seconds to go. They're trailing by 1 point. A lot of speculation in the stands as to whether they would try to freeze it and try to eliminate Army 6. Hello, George.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just heard some sort of buzz there. I wasn't sure if I was or not. It happened to us before, you might remember.
Right.
At any rate, that's the way it wound up. Now we'll watch Pete Maravich, LSU, and company.
I beg your pardon. 5 cents, please, for the next 5 minutes.
George, are you with me?
I'm with you, Pat.
Got the operator, too. I'll
get
you back, but St. John's won the first game 60-59, and we'll check with you again after we get the operator up.
Okay. That was Pat Summerall on obviously a pay phone.
13 minutes before 7 o'clock on WCBS News Radio 88, your station for news and information in New York, New Jersey, and Kentucky.
McKissick refused to comment or answer questions based on his statement. This is Steve Flanders, WCBS News Radio 88, Mobile Unit 2, WMCA at the YMCA at 135th Street and 7th Avenue.
And WCBS time now is 2:47.
Bronx and Lincoln hospitals, meanwhile, are presently operating on in emergency capacities only. Bill?
This is Palmer, Paul.
Another fire in a Philadelphia suburb in Pennsylvania, according to Lou Pappas.
Collingswood and Haddonfield fire companies came to the rescue of West... nuts. God damn it all. Shh.
Humphrey got an enthusiastic reception last night in upstate New York, and we'll hear about it now from Morton Dean.
It was shortly after 10 a.m. Whoops. Gotta make that p.m. It was shortly after 10 p.m. Hubert Humphrey bounded aboard his plane.
And with that automatic transmission included, at no extra cost, it's a real steal.
It's what, son?
A bargain, officer. A real bargain.
See your local Dodge dealer, Ebbets Field Dodge Incorporated, Brooklyn, New York. Store name, location, and town listed on separate sheet.
America's two top mile runners, Marty Licori of Villanova and world record holder Jim Ryan, met today at the Martin Luther King Games in Philadelphia. The race, run less than an hour ago, did not set a new record, but there was pandemonium at the finish. Sportscasters Jack Whittier and Bill Toomey give a description as the runners enter the last turn. What happened was that Jim Ryan, that Marty Licori won the mile, won it in a time of 3 minutes, 51 and one-tenth seconds, which, while longer than the world record, is still the fastest time of Licori's career. Richard C. Hottle at CBS News. President Anwar Sadat of Egypt today continued the cleanup of his political opponents and the cultivation of popular support. Bill McLaughlin reports from Cairo.
In Cairo today or in the newspapers.
Must have been pretty startling to that audience in Santiago, Chile. The Canadian baritone, Louis Calico, had held them spellbound when suddenly he fainted and fell to the floor in the second act of the opera Rigoletto. It was another episode, the latest casualty in an accident-prone production at the Municipal Theater. Earlier this week, the producer went on stage to apologize for a previous series of onstage mishaps, but tripped over a flowing costume and plunged into the audience, unhurt. What happened to our Canadian baritone, you ask? A pigeon feather wafted down from the roof, and he swallowed it. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Minority Report over this CBS radio network station.
And now, Lowell, have you a few more unforgettable words?
About a new book called Diet or Die. Author, Mrs. Celesta Geyer, perhaps better known to millions of carnival fans as the one-time Dolly Dimples. Remember, the world's most beautiful fat lady? That was the billing Mrs. Geyer used. when she weighed 555 pounds. Count them, 555 pounds. Now a svelte 122. She tells in her book how she did it, following the advice of a doctor who told her after a near-fatal heart attack to diet or die. The secret of effective weight loss, massive willpower, says Mrs. Geyer, adding that her own willpower was strengthened by the memory. Well, anyhow, she said that her fat friends from carnival life died at an early age, later buried from the back of a truck. Those are her own words. Why truck? Because, said Mrs. Geyer, they were too big for a hearse.
And so long until Monday, Lowell. This is Warren Moran now reminding you to listen each evening, Monday through Friday at this same time, for the distinctive news reports of Lowell Thomas.
The latest accomplishment of UNIVAC, telling a person what he ought to be reading. The electronic brain doing exactly that at the Seattle World's Fair. You fill out a card giving age, interests, background, and other personal information. The card is fed into the machine. Moments later, out comes the answer. For example, the 13-year-old boy said he'd like to know about rockets. He received a selective reading list. The 21-year-old girl said she was interested in sex. We'll skip that reply. UNIVAC almost had a spasm. One of the librarians in charge of the electronic brain is Marcia Holcomb of Denton, Texas. Her explanation... And so long until tomorrow.
This is Dick Noel reminding you to listen again Monday evening for Lowell Thomas and the News, brought to you by Oldsmobile.
This program came to you from CBS News.
Mr. Lewis calling the Peking Talks, nothing more than a Mad Hatter meeting, and he asks, how long can one go on drinking tea in Peking? From Memphis, Tennessee, the story of a holdup, almost. The way it happened, a would-be bandit walking into a local gas station. Well, this was a funny one anyhow. He pulled a gun. He told the attendant to hand over his money, which he did, $20. The gunman... The gunman handed back, said that isn't enough money to go to jail for. And once he walked off.
What's tomorrow, Great Pumpkin?
Tomorrow, spiced nuts.
Dennis Bracken with an invitation to spice up your nuts on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
You're thinking of the Fagawis.
One of those lost Indian tribes. Yes, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, you know the Fagawis, don't you, Jack? Oh, yeah, they're a wonderful tribe. Every morning they climb up high and the chief gets up on the top of the mountain and hollers, where the Fagawi? Where the Fagawi? Every morning.